Blog Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
With the all-new Gillette Labs with exfoliating bar, a razor designed to give you a quick and easy shave. It combines shaving and gentle exfoliation into one efficient stroke. The bar in the handle removes unseen dirt and debris that gets in the way of the blades, giving you a shave as quick and easy as washing your face, so you can look like you put in an effort, effortlessly. Gillette, the best a man can get.
Southside on the track, yeah!
Whatever I said,
I ghost that bitch on needle, yeah.
What pocket they being in? This is, of course, Traps is Drills. And I'm your boy, the outstandish, outlandish DJ Olaz Ski out here in these streets right here. You know what I'm saying? 516-453-9133. All I do is press 1 to join the conversation. It's brought to you by the boys at Ngozi Time Multimedia. Now, of course, tonight is going to be my drilling masterpiece. You know what I'm saying? For all you young people out there that gave me emails, I'm about to put y'all in your damn place right here. You know what I'm saying? Don't ever test the great overlord DJ. Now, of course, I'm going to bring on my wonderful, outstanding, you know, panel of people tonight. First of all, WBNN host, Mr. Ambassador Wajet Mentu Hotep L. How you feel tonight, sir?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling great. I'm feeling great tonight. I'm feeling great tonight. So it was awesome to engage in this particular topic. You know what I mean?
Listen, man, right now I'm doing the show right now. I mean, live and direct. I mean, hearing my music in the background, doing my thing as well as this show. So I'm multitasking. Let y'all know what time it is. You know what I'm saying? Live and direct. You can hear it right there, can't you, Wajet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, this is the first time I'm doing an actual DJ show and my own show. Letting people know, man, I'm one of the hardest working men in show business. And then we got another person right here, live and direct, Sakwa Silly, out there doing his thing right now. You know, an artist himself. Clever. Yeah, what's up, baby?
Clever one in the building. Come out here.
What's going on, Clever? How you feel, baby? Yeah, we hear you loud and clear, man. You doing your thing like I'm doing mine.
Yo, yeah, yes, it's a little loud out here, right? I'm standing outside of here in a little truck. We had no idea that this area was open, but we're out here cultivating the area with some hip-hop. We got a little bit of R&B, you know what I'm saying? We got lights out here. We got the smoothie truck out here. You know what I'm saying? We got the refreshments. You know what I mean? We got a little bit of fine wine, little bit of drunkenness, little bit of IPAs out here. You know what I mean? Shout out to all the craft beers out here. You know what I mean? This is Clev one half of the Blues Brothers representing the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia. And right now we out Southwest Philly. We're a little bit right off of Woodland Ave somewhere, right in the Tuckables. You know what I mean? And right now I'm sitting here in front of my boot. But go ahead, Brother O, you know what I'm saying? I'm in the building.
All right, now. And, of course, we got another person, you know, adding that seminar, you know what I mean, that energy. You know what I'm saying? I'm just so glad to be able to do my work. I know Angie proud of me. The Honorable Angela Thomas Smith, man. How you feel tonight?
I'm good. Oh, how y'all doing tonight? Chilling.
Listen, man.
Just glad to be a part of this.
Listen, I'm out here working, doing my thing. You hear my music in the background with the music. You know, how you feel about that, me doing my DJing as well as doing the same time doing the show? How you like that one, Angie?
Multitasking. A lot of more people need to learn how to do it. That's perfecting your gift and showing other people how to perfect theirs. You do best, all I can say.
Listen, man, we go into this trap thing. You know what I'm saying? Of course, I got two future tracks right here. You know what I mean? One with Gunna. And we're going to go right now with Gunna. You know what I'm saying? Future with Gunna.
Push P. Yeah. Push P. Turn me up. Turn me up, P. Pointers in the paddock in my piece. I'm Push P. Cop new hammers for my P. We don't want no peace. Got a spotted cross spot. Jeff of peace. Drop the data, now we plotting, exotic peas. She not a lesbian for peace, she turned pesbian. Push a P, I'm Push a P. I'm capital P, I write the president, count president. Push a P. Portuguese on her knees, mopping down a P. She let me squeeze, then she leave, cause she keep a P. Private suite, privacy, bitch, I'm pushing P. Purple paint, pussy paint, bitch, I'm pushing P. Push a P, I'm Push a P. Push a P, I'm Push a P. Yeah. Push a P, I'm Push a P. Push a P, I'm Push a P. Yeah. I'm pop a P, I'm paranoid. I can't sleep with pockets deep. Got rest on me, why they watching me? I'm Push a P, I'm Push a P. Push a P, I'm Push a P. Yeah. Watch it, watch it, watch it, watch it, okay, bought a P, not a pill of Porsche.
Push P.
Three P's, popcorn, Porsche.
Push P.
I just bought a cup of water.
Push
P. Push P, red bandana cards.
Push P.
I'ma P you at your whole endorsement.
She ain't vanilla for me, she simply Porsche. I never thought out, man, we finally touched. I never be ready to get in the street for me, no question. Too rich to text, I let my shoulder forward. Take the P out the alphabet, nigga, try to sort it. I'm pushing P, I'm pushing P, I'm pushing P.
Pushing P,
I'm pushing P, P.
Pushing P,
I'm pushing P.
Pushing P,
I'm pushing P.
And that future, baby. We drilling, drilling. And of course, you know, I'm going to put that, you know, that overdrive double track right here. You know what I'm saying? We going right back to future, man. What can I say? Them chickens, baby. Them chickens, baby. Let's get it.
Get by my money, chicken. Better my money, chicken. Shut up, rain, chicken. Chicken. Calling me Chamberlain, new millennium, you look like an alien. Put a meal on the scale, got a whim in. I take off, feet the fight, the tail end. Tell the troops up and load up a caravan. I maneuverable, I got a ratchet. Had the bullet for whip, we'll crash it. When you dealing with demons, you're careless. Different levels to healers and bad bitches. I was kicking, I smashed on the catfish. I was leaning and stop all the damage. I been meaning to come back on exit. I been thinking about finding an exit. On the E-way, I know you can't catch me. Ain't gonna know where I'm gonna touch up. Get it together and leather and cut it up. Like firing automobiles with a conda. And they gonna know I was fucking this shit up every single summer. Like when I was at the coke inside the trenches, know a nigga go bunker.
How you getting, nigga? What you doing?
Chicken, 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 chicken. All I want is chicken, chicken. Chicken, 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 yeah. Feeling I'm fucking this shit up, boy. Yeah, I ain't gonna know where without my tube.
Yeah, you ain't got no stack, you rapping about your partner pack. On me even OT like I don't know how to like. This ain't 03, I ain't GZ, leave with it, can't bring it back. Slam language, phone might be tapped. Fire racks, make a lay on her back. Pop me another one, try and relax. Say the opinions, I just want the facts. Do your ops die? Yeah, all the goddamn time. Do them shots fly? Yeah, arm, chest, neck, mind. How much more I gotta buy to get the price of 25? I'm the real thing, I been a plug and get it till you steal. It's that pure cane, you add the soda, won't fuck up the feel. It's the cook. The vinegar is swell, keep the smell. Take a few from out that block, I know it's dry cause he can't tell. On my block, yeah, I'm like Pac, but I ain't dying, I'm going to jail. Used to serve loads with my pops, he had the spots, I had the mail. I found life inside a pile, bust down AP watch as well. She know I'm rich, but sitting her pissed like she ain't leaving till I pay her.
Curry, chicken, all I want is chicken, yeah. Tell them I'm fucking this shit up, boy. Yeah, I ain't gonna know where without my tool. Yeah.
That's that boy future, you know what I'm saying, out there in Georgia. 516-453-9133. All you do is press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by them boys, and then go see Time Multimedia. Now, you heard Future talk about he don't go nowhere without his strap. You know what I'm saying? How you feel about that, Wajet, man, right here, you know, with the music you're hearing and the message that's being, you know, given by the young boys. How you feel about that?
Hey, yo, the first track where it said pushing P, but I was hearing the different ways they were using the word P, you know, the letter P, you know what I'm saying? I got that concept, you know what I'm saying? And in the feature track, you know what I'm saying, after that, it was kind of here for real, but it was all right, you know what I'm saying?
You say he was mumbling a little bit too much?
Yeah, man. You know, I'm used to like clear word lyricism, you know what I'm saying? Like 90s, early, like early late 2000s, you know. Early
2000s. You ain't gonna get that shit tonight.
I get it. Hey, man. I'm going to get back to the clear lyrics for real.
It is all that style,
you know what I mean? But I get it. I still respect you. You know what I mean? Whatever they like. Hey.
That's it. We'll go to the femme fatale right now and see how she feels about it. You know what I'm saying? Angie, what's going on, man? How you feel about, you know what I mean, that Pusha P and all that, you know what I'm saying? And you know that them chickens.
Well, people got to understand that this trap music, it just came about around 2000, I want to say around 2000. And they got to understand why this music came about. What people were doing, they were in the trap house. They were hustling. They was trying to get their trap on. So a lot of this music was really to share what they was doing, how they was doing it, and how they was getting what they was getting. So I can relate, because people got to understand that I ain't always been where I am, and I can relate to this. It took me back to some of my friends and what they used to do in Atlanta, and just to see how they have transformed their lives. And their daughter asked them, have y'all ever seen a pastor listening to trap music? What was that pastor doing before they became a pastor? What was they doing before they became a pastor? We got to understand that. But I'm loving this tonight, and it's giving me a chance to really to relate and grab hope to the now music, what's out here now. Because, again, I did listen to this music in the early 2000s, because that's what was playing. And you got to know where I was in 2002.
You shared that testimony many different times. Talk about what you used to do before you got saved and sanctified and all that. Talk, you know, we got young people right now listening to this show. They need to know who you were, too. Talk about, you know, your experiences out there in the trap.
Well, you got to understand that during that time, I was right there in Atlanta, right in the midst of all of this going on. I remember running with some doing some things that I ain't have no business doing. 559 was my best friend. And those that are familiar with 559 know exactly what I'm talking about. That was my spot. Everybody knew me. I played basketball, so everybody knew me. Just enjoying life. And was at a place where, you know, I was being young, you know. And I'm glad that you brought that up, because I want people to understand that we all got a story. We all have been in a place. So, I'm enjoying this. I'm enjoying this. But we live and we learn. And music sometimes it tells a story in a way that you can't tell it with words, or you can't just come out and say it in a conversation. And music can relay that, and I'm thankful for it, because it tells us how life is in the street for those that may not be in the street. You know, it gives you an opportunity to see it from that person that is out there every day.
All right, talk about it. Now, listen, everybody know my testimony, Angie, you know what I mean? You know, Nutty Block Crips, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? 114th and Compton Boulevard, from Rosecrans, Kemp Avenue, stand up, you know what I mean? You know, that's, you know, still part of me, you know what I mean? That's still my family. Crip Gang's still my family, even though I've evolved and, you know, being the ultimate person that I am today, you know, Overlord DJ and all that, and, you know, and God changed my life. You know, being in gangs when I was 11 years old, you know what I mean, shooting guns when I was 11 years old and all that, you know what I mean, whatever I did, you know what I'm saying, everybody know it. But being Triple OG in this game and being able to relate to the young people like I'm doing tonight, you know, giving a party, it's so important, you know what I mean, you know, still doing my thing and still doing this radio show. I'm trying to let people know that there's no like we always say, Angie, no excuses, right?
No excuses.
All right, let's go to the man out in them streets. We all know. Everybody saw his video on Facebook. You already know what time it is. Clev went in the building. I know he tried to get himself on mute right now.
Clev one in the building, y'all. Clev one in the building, you know what I'm saying? I'm out here, you know what I'm saying? And I'm listening to this, right? And the whole trap thing. Well, I was one of those when the trap thing started, I was still on the sticks, you know what I'm saying? You know, I like to call this thing the wilderness because, you know, all of this stuff is wild. And, unfortunately, Clever One wasn't always a nice guy, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I learned from a lot of different things, unfortunately, and a lot of different irresponsible things and undesirable things that speeches and action that, you know, I regret, you know what I'm saying? However, you know, when the trap music came about, you know what I'm saying, when they were calling it that, this was the introduction to, you know, a different breed of criminals. They didn't have any loyalty. They were snitching on one another, calling these things trap music because that's what it was. When I was out here, it was never a trap for me. You know what I'm saying? I had the gauntlet, maps, you know what I'm saying, where I was where the cities were inside out, where you had driveways and alleyways and different types of, you know what I'm saying, different cuts and Batman routes through the hood where it's different, too much zigzag, where it was hard for the police to get you. So, you know what I mean, I would never call it a trap. So I always thought that was kind of backwards to call it that if you was really a hustler. I come from the 1986 drug dealer wardrobes where, you know, the hustlers wore Porsches and Alpinas, you know what I'm saying? We wore Fila sweatsuits, you know what I'm saying? Lacoste motif, you know what I'm saying? You know, velour sweatsuits and stuff like that, sheepskin, Sherlin's coats and leather jackets and bombers and stuff like that, you know what I mean? You know, truck jewelry, four-finger rings, Cartier glasses and things like that, you know what I mean? When you was, you know, we was never trapped, you know what I mean? We had to escape, you know, how the drug dealing I was attached to coming up. And unfortunately, I learned at a young age, and sadly, I have to seek refuge for these things for my children, you know what I mean? Because I would be devastated to see my son, you know what I mean? I have a 16-year-old son that I would have been devastated seeing him being in handcuffs at the age of 12. You know what I'm saying? This is where this was Clev One, first time at the great adventure, you know what I'm saying? 35th District, you know what I'm saying? No thank you, you know what I'm saying? We need some more clean officers in that district there. So, you know what I mean? You know, we'll say this, you know what I mean? For all those who listen to the trap music, you know what I mean, don't allow yourself to be puppeteered by the shaitan by listening to these things, thinking that this is your soundtrack to what happens in these streets when the action news arrives and the police tape around the areas in which the residential people are afraid to go to the corner stores and buy their things for their groceries and things like that. So we're going to stop all that nonsense. If y'all want to go to war, you know what I'm saying, it's much battlefields out here, and the real enemy is the shaitan, people. Real enemy is the devil. And anybody assigned to his actions and speech, you know what I'm saying, verily they are a soldier. So you beware of them and know that they're a clear enemy to you. You know what I'm saying? So don't make allies with these people, folks. You know what I'm saying? But if you're going to listen to your trap music, you know what I mean, listen to your beats and go ahead and get it in. But don't let that transform you into a gremlin out here.
All right. Now, of course, I'm going to let everybody fall back on the ice. And I want, you know what I mean, YJet and, of course, Angie to talk about what, you know, Clev just said. You know what I'm saying? You know, back in the day, I remember when the Sergio Tacchini sweatsuits and all that. You know what I'm saying? It was a different time. You know what I'm saying? You know, we was thorough. You know what I'm saying? Not saying the young boys ain't thorough with what y'all do, but you know what I mean? We had to wear a whole lot of, you know, ice, you know what I'm saying, to know you have money on the block. But I'm just saying, you know what I mean? I ain't going to talk about it. Anyway, let's go to Travis Scott, y'all sucker.
Yeah. My white tee, yeah, call up Pipe Williams for hype, please. They don't wipe you before you wipe me. Unboxes of checks, not my Nikes. Cacti's not no iced tea. Got them bamboozled like I'm Spike Lee. You need more than Google just to find me. I just call a beta, get a hyphy.
Incredible, general.
I just start the label just to sign me. Me and Chase connected like we Siamese. Been on a run, feel like a crime spree. Talk to me nicely.
I see his face.
Yep, on his white teeth.
Yeah, call the Sprite people.
Hold on,
private flight, franchise type.
On a private flight,
popped him in his hands, he was tight. Caterpillar Rari, I fought to lift it up. I went on the stand, told the judge, tap my cup.
Hey.
Ran up 20 million, told the devil, keep the luck.
Keep the hope.
Pop, keep the smoke.
Hey.
Talk to me nicely. Keep her on the chain, that ain't like me. Scots with no strings, you can't tie me. I'm higher than a plane, I'm where the Skype be. Yep, in my slime. Princey in his prime. Yellow bone too funky. Clean him up, no knocking.
Yep, in my white tee.
Yeah,
call the Pipe Williams for the hype, please. They gon' wipe you before you wipe me. Unboxes of checks, not my Nikes.
Excuse me, don't be missing me. Missy, dippy, dipper, sippy. Make him happy, make him coffee. Make him get me chippy, chippy.
That's a lot I'm gon' spend. Tell me when I beat you to pull up. You gon' shoot out while I spin.
Chipping like I'm trigger happy. Salt fish, aki, aki, gold buggy. Kawasaki, catch a fish. Sushi, maki, living like London City, left the town. Try to beat
that, yep, yeah, you know that. And when they free us, I gon' be a film, a Kodak. Shoot me porn right above the rim, like Polak. I've been ripping and running, I slipping, I'm sliding, athletic tendencies. I've been upset, chefing and whipping it to the base rock, I provide the remedy. When they open gates up at Utopia, it's like Zootopia, you see the crosses over ya. That's how you know it's us, F-O-A-M, I'm phoning ya. Not for no shoulder rub, them jack boys open cleaners up. The way they fold it up, yeah, in my white tee. Yeah, call up Hype Williams for the hype, please. Yeah, they gon' wipe you before you wipe me. Yeah, unboxes of checks, not my checks, not my.
I be where the fuck the light be. Bangers in the system, it's bangers in the system, it's ancient and anarchy. Bangers in the system, it's that. Bangers in the system, it's that.
Yeah, the thugger, thugger, thugger. You know what I'm saying, crap, Travis Scott, Young Thug, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Wifey went there, I see. Now, of course, you know, watch that. Talk about what Colette One talked about, you know what I mean, back in the day. You know what I mean? You're from that generation, you know what I mean, where, you know what I mean, you saw, you know what I mean, a lot of guys out there that was hustling, you know what I mean, doing their thing. You know, your interpretation of what Colette talked about tonight.
Well, as far as in that era, as far as whenever I, like, while growing up, for me seeing, like, on the outside looking in, people going through problems like that, like problems that they were going through, like far as in the street and kind of getting sucked up into the trap, you know, I kind of stayed away from that because I had those in my life that were in that lifestyle that were saying, like, don't get involved in this because, you know, it'll prevent you from being able to be able to get a job. It'll bring on a lot of stress around you, you know, and you'll have people around you can't trust, you know, even though I have learned that whether if you're on the positive side of things or negative side of things, you will still end up interacting with people who you can and who you cannot trust. But there was a lot of influence from a family and also from people from that lifestyle that were like, no, like, don't engage in this because it's too stressful. And when I seen as far as the music that was around it, you know, I kept away from that too and just stayed, you know, and just stayed more towards those that had lyrics that are focusing on building up your character and also focusing on having you be aware of what's going on around you, you know. So and I also did pay attention to how the tones in the music were different. You know, and how, so when people said they liked the beat, there was like knowing that the industry influences how the beats are made. You know, that's another reason why I have been kind of like stray away from that. You know what I'm saying? That like that the tones and the beats control the people. You know what
mm-hmm,
I mean? So
mm-hmm.
it's like,
and it's funny. You know, it's funny you said that because you know we came up the same way. You know what I mean? I had positive influences and all that in my family. My dad being a Pentecostal pastor, my mom being you know in the streets, but you know out the streets when you met my dad and all that. And you know the part of me was that mom side. You know. And I remember my mom, you know, she said, oh, you shouldn't be doing that. I'm like, well, you did it. You know what I'm saying? And there was a lot of peer pressure in that, too. You know what I mean? When I used to, you know, I gangbang for fun. You know, it wasn't because, you know, I had bad influences in my background. I had a lot of people that, you know, that were positive around me, but I really didn't give a fuck about that. I wanted to bang, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to do my thing. You know what I mean? I want to make some money, and it is what it is. And I did what I did. I don't apologize for nothing that I did. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. But I appreciate what you said, Wajet. You know what I mean? You were blessed in that way. You know, where, you know, you stayed out. I did what I wanted to do. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't influenced, but I just did what I wanted to do, and then I'm glad I got out of it, but it is what it is. Now, Angie, any comments on what Wajet just said?
Yeah. And just from my experience, I can say that I had good influences. It was when I got to college and
mm-hmm.
and you start experiencing stuff that you never experienced before, and you have that freedom to be your own person and explore different things. So you be attracted to different things. I was drawn to the clubs. And being drawn to the clubs, I was drawn to different music. And I say it may have been the beats. I don't know what it was because I don't know what I was going through at that time of my life, but it was a phase of my life where I was drawn to that different types of music and different types of environments. I went through it, and I think it's a phase that we all have to go through in discovering who we are and what the path that we want to take in this world. And doing that, it is definitely put me in a place to where I appreciate where I went, where I was. But again, I try to influence people to take a different route than I took. But it was that journey that allowed me to be where I am today. If it had not been for that journey, I wouldn't be here.
And I agree to that, too, because, listen, you know, I agree to that. You know, a lot of times, you know, when my dad moving to Philadelphia, you know, really changing my life, you know what I'm saying, and being in a place where, you know, you don't have to die out there in those streets, and that's why I respect what Wajet just said. You know what I mean? You don't got to die. You know, you can always do something. And I know that if I didn't change my life around, I'd have been in San Quentin, or I'd have been dead. Simple and plain. There is no other way to look at it. I would have been dead, you know what I'm saying, or in prison, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I was never afraid of anything, you know what I'm saying, that I ever done, you know what I'm saying? You know, including being a broadcaster, right, Angie and Wajet? I'm never afraid of, you know, taking a new aspects and different levels to be better, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's what trap music is all about. We'll bring back on Clef One, you know, real quick and talk about what, you know, what we just talked about.
Yeah, man, like, listen, man, check this out. I'm looking at it like this. You know, my experiences from it, you know, we survived off of it, you know, trying to, you know, getting greater things in life, you know what I'm saying? It made sure all the kids had fresh clothes, fly clothes, you know what I mean, clean, fresh sneakers. We all had haircuts, shit like that, you know what I'm saying? You know, we went on trips and shit, you know, as family, you know what I mean? You know, they took us to the beaches and things like that, you know, with whatever organized money that was coming in through the family, you know what I'm saying, on how we were surviving economically, you know what I'm saying, in these times when, you know, my parents were, you know, coming up, you know, I was born in the 70s where, you know what I mean, and then growing up all through the 80s and by the 90s to come, you know, things started economically changing. And like I said, the breed of people started changing because, like, the crack babies started having babies. You know what I'm saying? And then these are the illiteracies that we hear in these musics, you know what I'm saying, where they find the most illiterate individual and they take him and they make him an example for these young kids, and then they don't want to learn anything because they think sounding like this an individual, which is an illiterate, they think this is cool. They think this is an option for themselves. And not more importantly, they think this thing, calling this thing is a trap, is where it's a cycle for them where, you know, a trap, when you think trap, you think a mouse on a trap or a raccoon in a trap or a bear in a trap or something like that. Once you're in a trap, you can't move. Why would you relatively ascribe yourself to something that's trapped? These are the stop doing these things to yourself, people. You know what I'm saying? That terminology is not one that I particularly care for. You know what I'm saying? And I would think that if you're going to call it your hustle, you're going to call it your, yo, if that's your job, you don't get fired. You know what I'm saying? Getting locked up is getting fired. Somebody, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know,
So,
you know, if you're going to treat that economically for your monetary gains out here, then treat it like it's a job. I don't like to get fired. And if you're going to quit the job and get another one, just like professional people do if you're a businessman or a businesswoman and you're trapped. But don't be a human android with no SIM card and the people being programmed with these apps, uploading apps in your heart and placing blackness and hardness on your hearts, people. So cut it out. Don't be fooled by this trickery and these plots and plans of the people who are clearly your enemy.
All right, now you heard what he said. Now we'll keep it, you know, keep it trapping and drilling. You know what I mean? You know, East Coast can drill too. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Ferg, man, why don't you show him, baby?
Axel.
Yeah. Hey, playin' with niggas.
Yeah.
We're them niggas.
Roll
like gorillas.
We roll like gorillas.
We are the winners.
We are the realest.
Grew up with the hitters. We came from the city of killers.
City of killers.
Right. We are the litters.
Yeah.
Like Wayne, I got no feelings.
No.
Where's the ceiling?
I
see no ceiling.
No,
we got no feelings. We are known. We got no feelings.
Right.
Our brothers are sitting in the game.
Yeah.
We even
Niggas
go out in the back, make it hard dusting. Living through tension, ooh. Friends get distant, ooh. Diamond on glisten, ooh. They don't wanna mention you. Video instant views. Bitches wanna pick and choose. Diamond like a big gig glue. My nigga, we running for days, know we got that vision. Living like best in the lane, hope we don't call it. We ain't been to lose. She looking at my fist or two. She become an instant boo. Hey, playin' with niggas.
We
are
them niggas.
Roll like gorillas.
We roll like gorillas.
We are the winners.
We are the realest.
Grew up with the hitters.
Hitters.
We came from the city of killers.
The city of killers.
Right. We are the litters.
Yeah.
Like Wayne, I got no feelings.
I have no feelings.
Where's the ceiling?
Right.
I see no ceiling.
I see no ceiling.
We got no feelings. We are known. We got no feelings.
Right.
Our brothers are sitting in the game.
Yeah.
We even
Niggas
are watching the black, making hard dust.
BBS is on me. Look how a heavy hitter steps. He tryna flex with his shit in the club. We took his chains off his neck. They know I like to keep it cool. The killers with me gon' make a mess. I got a check and flew out to Miami, but they know the care is where I rest. She said she love me, I ain't say I love her, but she know I love to give her sex. She pull up on me, I'ma give her dick, ain't no reason for me to send a text. I'm in this bitch with the trap lord in the trap and we cooking a mess. Let me get these 220 to dashboard, switch it up and go hop in the vet. She get a Birkin. She get a big bag if we fuck. I got a big bag full of runs. I'm putting straight gas in a blunt. I tell her, twerk it. She give me straight ass till I'm done. She doing anything a nigga say. If I tell you suck it, do a top cunt.
Hey,
playin'
with niggas.
Yeah.
We are them niggas.
We are them niggas.
Roll like gorillas.
We roll like gorillas.
We are the winners.
We are the realest.
Grew up with the hitters.
Hitters.
We came from the city of killers.
The city of killers.
Right. We are the litters.
Yeah.
Like Wayne, I got no feelings.
I have no feelings.
Where's the ceiling?
I
see no feelings.
I see no sense.
We got no feelings. We are known. We got no feelings.
Right.
Our brothers are sitting in the game.
Yeah.
We miss. Niggas go out in the play, make it hard, nothing.
I got no feelings, I never had them, nigga. Pop me a handle, but then I handle business. I'm on an activist, call it activism. I like my chinchillas, suffer caterpillars. I got no issues, but I got ammunition, case I got issues. Chop a kilogram like paper and scissors. China white, bitch, I'm breaking the scissors. Hands down, bitch, I'm too out of hand. Hands up, I kill you with my hands. Masked up like I flew from Japan. Bap, bap, that's for you and your man. No cap, cap, I don't do it with words. Flap, flap, that's my wings you just heard. Yeah, kidnapping and thin for them birds. No trap rap, I'm way in the suburbs. Rose Royce, stars came on the roof, but I removed the roof and we can see the stars. Bitch, I got dogs on the loose. Now you can call the truth, but I can call them all. Bitch, I got dogs that don't roof. Got bitches falling through and niggas falling off. Shit, I ain't got no fucking feelings. Got you catching fucking feelings.
Fuck that time with niggas. We are them niggas.
We are them niggas.
Roll like gorillas.
We roll like gorillas.
We are the winners.
We are the winners.
Grew up with the hitters.
Hitters.
We came from the city of killers.
City of
We are the litters.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like rain, I got no feelings.
I have no feelings.
Where's the ceiling?
No, where's the ceiling?
I see no ceiling.
I see no ceiling.
We got no feelings. We are no, we got no feelings. Our brothers are sitting in the game.
Yeah.
We even shit.
Yeah.
Niggas go out in the bay, make it hard to exist.
We ain't got no feelings. We ain't got no feelings. We ain't got no feelings. Now you're dealing with the youth right now today. They ain't got no feelings out here, yo. I'll go to Club One real quick, you know what I'm saying? Talking about that, you know what I'm saying? I'm out here in these streets, man. You know what I'm saying, Club, man? You know what I'm saying? These young boys ain't got no feelings, man. These young girls ain't got no feelings, man. They set you up, boy.
Listen, man, they grimy out here, man. You can't trust them. They deceitful by nature, you understand? They got fake butts, fake titties, fake eyelashes, fake eye color, you know what I mean? They got high heels on to make the arch the back, you know what I mean? They got body magic on, you know what I'm saying? They got fake nails on. They got, what else they got on? They got blush and foundation. They got wigs on, weaves on, you know what I'm saying? You know, I don't even know. Look, I'm about to start checking for real body parts, you know what I'm saying? But check it out, though. Everything is gracious, though, you know what I'm saying? Because check this out. I'm gonna tell y'all like this. I'm from, I don't know about no trap music, but I'm from the Juice Crew ever, you know what I'm saying? I'm from the Every Being Rakim ever. From the Slick Rick ever, you know what I'm saying? And more importantly, you know what I'm saying, the rebirth of my seed in this hip-hop as a young age, you know what I'm saying? Coming from the Lee from B Street era as a young child, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? When the Wu-Tang Clan hit the earth, it was for the children, you know what I'm saying? And we keep it all in the family, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what we do out here. We build the bricks up and stand the sticks up out here, you know what I'm saying? There's no trap for us, you know what I'm saying? They can't trap us. There's no gauntlet or no labyrinth for what we doing out here. You understand this?
You heard what he said. You heard what he said. I'm going to go to the Femme Fatale right now on this line right here. You know what I mean? These young people ain't got no feelings. What's up with you, Angie? They ain't got no feelings.
No, they don't have none. I mean, you step on some shoes, they ready to fight. And it's the music that play a major part in that. But I just want to comment on what Clev One just said about the women. A lot of these women, they just going by what they see. All of us don't do the fake stuff. Now I do wear wigs because that's what I choose to do, but I don't do all the fake butts, the fake boobs. I'm all natural when it comes to that, but I do choose to do my hair the way I do my hair, but everything else is natural. But we've gotten so caught up in wanting to look like what people say we should look like. So that's why a lot of these people are faking it, because they want to be like what other people say they should be instead of finding out who they are and loving who they are and the skin that they were birthed into. If you love you, then, hey, it's a peaceful world. And I had to learn that. You know, that's something that we have to learn, how to love ourselves. But it comes from the environment,
that.
Too.
I love that. You know, it's funny. It's funny because you said it. You hit it right on. You stepped on my toe there. You know, it is environment. You know what I mean? I grew up in the city of Compton. And so no matter what, you know, my mom and dad instilled in me in the house, you know what I mean? You know, we always talk about charity stuff at home. Had a loving house and all that. But still, man, I was mesmerized by the streets, man. I was mesmerized by them Stacey Adams and, you know what I mean, some Press Lees and those Press Levi's, you know what I'm saying, that blue. I was mesmerized, you know what I mean? My best friends were gangbangers, and that's what I did. It is what it is.
And that's how that's what
again.
Happens. That's what happened to us. I'm telling you, because I'm telling you, I grew up in the country. I was not privy to a lot of the city life until I got to Morris Brown and was able to experience that. You know, so it's all about what you come encounter with and how you want to take it in. You know, I could have took everything that I took in and I could have went a whole nother route. But I chose to go another route, even though I took in those things. You know, we have to choose if we're going to take the bigger route or if we're going to continue to settle. You know, it's all about what we choose to do. We can choose to stay where we are or we can choose to come out.
I agree. And it's funny that you said that because a lot of times we're given, it's always crossroads in our life. Even me being 52, you know what I mean, out here in these streets, it's always a crossroads. How can you influence people to be better? You know what I mean? Discipline is never enemy of enthusiasm. You know that. As former commissioner, I stress that, right, Angie? So, you know, that's what it's all about. YJet Ambassador, talk about it.
Yes, wow. Like, of course, how I feel about it is the fact that, again, like what was said earlier about people being influenced by their environment, especially as far as remembering at the child, seeing those who were like around middle school, high school, seeing how they would try to dress what's popular or listen to particular music, you know, do what they felt they needed to be done just to fit in, as opposed to, you know, doing what's right in that environment, you know, whether it's school, you know, do what you have to do, focus, you know, and not act like class clowns to be able to make sure you get the work done and complete. Or just like in the world where you're on your job, you know, you got some that want to not follow instructions and rebel, and then you have those who are, let's say, focused on their job and follow instructions to get through, to get done, you know, during the day. And as far as in industrial world, you see those who focus on following instructions and not rebelling, you know, and just to be a good team player, that they're promoting a more productive way of being, as opposed to whenever you go out in the streets, you know, it's more of a rebellious mentality that it appears to seem as if it wins. But I've learned that there's a difference between the industrial world, where being a team player rules, and as far as being out in the street, you know, being rebellious toward following instruction and to write instruction, you know, to be able to contribute to a productive environment, or even making your environment better, you know, as far as in regards to also the whole fake body parts thing. It's kind of weird how you had the term BBL meaning for like in aerobics type of thing going on, and then it just transformed into standing for injections for women. That was like a real odd thing, how they just transformed something that stood for aerobics into something that's standing for fake body parts. That was like really weird how that's, this world's changing in a weird type of way, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, it is. And I'm glad you said that. You know, I'm going to go ahead and do my thing over here. You know what I mean? Get this music going. You know what I mean? Everybody getting restless. But, of course, you know, I got to go there, y'all. And, you know, Angie and YJet, are you there? Because I'm about to do, like I always do, an old school track. And, of course, I got to take it back to the West Coast. Hey, Angie and YJet, would you allow me to do that?
Go ahead. I'm here.
Now, I'm going to show you a different type of track. You know what I'm saying? How I came up. KT, let these people know what time it is, baby.
Nigga, what's up, nigga? Get out the car, nigga. Give me your jewels, fool. You ain't your bitch, nigga. Get out the... Man, you better get out this motherfucking park.
I'm not giving up anything. This is going to happen.
Screaming!
my motherfucking chipset,
yo,
nigga.
Yo, homie, I already told you, nigga.
That's
I keep
right.
Nigga,
what
Friday,
the fuck
nigga.
What you told me, nigga?
Nigga, fuck your motherfucking
nigga, what's happening,
nigga?
Nigga,
oh,
nigga.
I gotta leave this crazy place, but my feet won't budge. And niggas always asking my grip on my blood. I am what I am, and that's all I can say. I can't stand no more, so I'ma scram. Send me a couple of keys and buy a crib far away. A place that the map don't say. Cause I'm getting kinda timid. At first I was with it. Talk about jack moves, I did it. I took cars, snatched jewelry, and boy I'd run with the color drag over my gun. And there was times I had to pop fools because they didn't believe that the Glock moves. When I say get out, and I might not shoot, then I'm off to put your dickens on my coupe. But nowadays I have to figure what goes around comes around for the trifling nigga.
I ain't got time to be playing with this motherfucker, nigga. Show this nigga what time it is, nigga.
Got on hold in case suckers try to roll a car stop. See trot, yelling, here comes the cops. He's only 16, but he's braver than his pops. His mother and father smoke crack like a drink brew. Survivors on his mind, so he serves them too. School is important, he's important. Big packages across the border, a little shorter than a million quarters. Older women ride a jock like a jockey. He says I'm on top, there ain't a cop who can stop me. Confident is his best defense. I know he carries a gauge, he's tough inside of his trench. He says a punk try to run up, I'ma pull a trigger. What goes around comes around for the trifling nigga.
What's happening, man? You got those birds?
Yo, you got the money on?
Man, man, what you gonna ask me something like that for?
Look, man, fuck man, all
here you go, right
show
here,
the
man.
Money, dog.
So what's happening? I like that. Man.
We in business.
Nigga, fuck,
fuck,
nigga.
Fuck,
nigga.
Fuck, nigga.
It's a jack, nigga.
Dog, what is this? Nigga, strip down your butt, nigga, nigga. I heard one time when I peel my cap for the gangster rap to make niggas start fight back. But I don't even give a fuck. Pass the AK and one time better duck. I don't give a fuck about a piece of tin. I pull shit off your chest and then grin. And move on to the next motherfucker. Cops ain't nothing but the Klan undercover. And they be lynching motherfuckers up nightly. That's why they need more motherfuckers like me to stand on the scene and pull a trigger. Cause I'm a trifling nigga.
See your driver's license, registration, and proof of insurance.
What did I do, officer?
Get your hands on the wheel.
What the fuck are you talking about? Fuck that nigga.
Blast that motherfucker. Blast.
That's how I came up. You know, I want to let everybody know about how West Coast get down. You know what I'm saying? That was my element and my environment every day. You know, looking behind my back to see if I was going to live another day. You know, Angie, that's West Coast. That's where I'm from, Compton. Any comments on that type of trap that's going right now in L.A., Compton, you know what I mean, Redondo Beach, you know what I'm saying, all around, you know, Gavina, all that.
Right. To me, I feel trap music is just sharing, you know, what people experience and what they're seeing, you know, what their life is like in their eyes. And they just wanted to share it with other people so they can see what they see in their eyes. So that's what people are seeing that's taking place right now.
Mm-hmm.
Sad,
mm-hmm.
But that's what's happening, you know, and we can't deny that. You know, this is what happens in some people's life. It might not be happening in everybody's life, but this is what's happening. And people want people to know that, hey, this is what happened. So now that we know that these things are happening, the question is, what do we do about it?
Right, right. What can we do to make it better? You know what I'm saying? You know, King T talks about, you know what I mean, when you shoot somebody, man, it's a rag, you know, around the gun, let you know what set I claim. Man, you know, shout out to all the folks out there in Compton, California, my cousin Shafina, my little cousin Bilal, all the people out there living out there in them streets right now, like they say, in them streets, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Shout out to West Coast. Hey, Clev One, man, talk about, man, you know, how you came up, how I came up, man, and how this thing is crazy.
Yo, man, first of all, I'm going to say shout out to King T, man, and the whole Alcoholics crew, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You know, they represent the East Coast of this shit that we do over here more primarily, you know what I'm saying, at a larger scale than a lot of other things that's going on out here, you know what I'm saying? You know, we had East Coast hip-hop, West Coast hip-hop. A lot of this trap stuff and stuff coming from other regions and geographic areas, you know what I'm saying, they kind of 30 and 40 years late with it, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, when we were coming up, you know what I'm saying, there was a new sound, a new face, new beat attached to it. And a lot of times they had their own DJ where that was another element of the hip-hop, you know what I'm saying, where a lot of these trap things that's going on, you know what I mean, it's very synthetic, you know what I'm saying? You know, we went with authentic sounds, with very pristine sound in the music, you know, from prime instruments, you know what I'm saying, and vocal cords from musicians who knew how to sing. Not a singer that can sing, but he decides to rap. You know what I mean? And this is a lot of what this trap stuff comes from, where they really want to be R&B singers, but they not really fit to, you know, to write music or sing music. So they rap it, or so whatever it is, it's mumbling, whatever it is. But the last thing for this real quick, to all you little hip-hop Twiggy Miggy Minajes, little robots, you know what I'm saying? Know this, more importantly, when you start altering your body, you know what I'm saying? This is a smack in the face to your Lord, where this is a ungrateful and ungratitude having action based on the fact that how God created you, how he fashioned you and proportioned you how he willed and he pleased. You know what I'm saying? Verily, this is you being pleased with how God created you by putting smacking butts on and smacking breasts on and things like that. You know what I mean? So this is what we're going to call you. We're going to call you Mrs. Trap Potato Head out here. All right? We're going to call y'all that. We're going to call y'all Mrs. Trap Potato Head. You know what I'm saying?
YJet, man, come on and talk about this shit, man. Hopefully YJet hadn't fall out in the spirit right there.
YJet, there he is. In the beginning of that track, you know, I had heard in there that someone was trying to rob him and he was protecting himself from getting robbed. I definitely caught that part from the beginning. You know what I mean? I was kind of basing the whole song on that. You know, so a part with a man who's focused on, you know, making sure that he's protected, he himself is protected in these streets from those who are trying to cause him harm. So I definitely get the concept of that, because even when growing up, you know, there was like gunshots going on, and you're always told from your peers and even from elders and adults too, you know, to constantly keep your head on the swivel, you know, while you're out and about, you know. And so that was just some of the basics in regards to being out here, whether if you're doing
right,
whether if you're doing, you know, positive things and things like that. So yeah, just mainly as far as like exercising your instincts, you know, and just being aware and paying attention. So even though you know that song had certain approaches as far as about violence in there, you know, I know that some of them songs are created based on, you know, telling people to keep aware of themselves. You know, if they're doing positive, contributing to positivity in their environment, you know, the songs out there that tell people, you know, that some people won't like that, you know, and that, you know, always keep yourself aware of those in the professional world and in the gutter.
There you go.
You know?
There you go. And like you said, very, very, very eloquently, you know, a lot of times, man, you know, you got to watch yourself, watch your surroundings, you know what I'm saying? Don't think everything is carefree. You got freedom, but understand your freedom can cost you your life too. So make sure your mind is on swivel. And, of course, you know what I mean? Money move hidden, baby.
I don't even need too many ad-libs on that shit.
Money on the beat.
We hitting, man. Everything going to be hitting, nigga. Better watch your old nigga. I'm a hitter too, nigga. All my plays hit everything, nigga. And I'm hitting in that bitch. Hold up. Hey, 10, got me. 10, 3, 10, 4, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10,
In front of me, that'll be the day a nigga try gunning me. Still paid with them nigga that blow the green. I'm with that Draco, walking in places you can't go. I don't really fuck on them bad hoes. Hit it then pass her the Mundo. I need the cash pronto. I don't throw in a session like Romo. Ride with that nine like I'm Rondo. Jugging them on an Alonzo. Nigga try to take my chain, I'm here. Airplay nigga get, I'm here. Little baby throw that pussy, I'm here. All the jewelry on me know that it hit. Club get behind me, nigga, I hit it. Every nigga with me ready to hit. Mono on the bass, nigga, it hit, you know that.
From Chicago and say, yo, man, I hear what you doing, man. I ain't heard no real shit yet. Little nigga, step back, man. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You know I'm your God. Stop playing me, man. It's going to be like that. Cash out. Let's get it. How about this one?
Let's get it, nigga. Let's get it. If you about this money, let's get it.
Yeah. Old ass ski trap, baby.
I got a drugs and I got a bill, they talking to tickets. Bitches, they stare at my pants and be like, but what's on the bridges? Keep red bottoms on the bottom of my shoe, they like how we kick it.
I pet up off top of my cool and I told them, nigga, let's get it. 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 I got a drugs and I got a drug, they dropping a ticket. I had about top of my crew and I told them, nigga, let's get it. I'm in the ball, yeah, I'm in the ball, yeah, I'm in the ball. I'm cooking the blow, I'm cooking the blow, I'm cooking the blow. A half a brick for my body before I come to your show. A half a brick, a better before you come to my door. Let's get it, she know I'm a diva. China connect, Bruce Leroy. Rafa, put the baby on her face. Fuckin' the boss, this be the cocaine. Go get me a coffee. Let's get it, let's get it, let's get it. These bitches they cook, nigga, showing their ass and titties. And I know that she with it. And before I said something, she said, let's get it. I got the drugs and I got a bill, they talking the ticket. Bitches, they stay in my pants and be like, but what's on the bridges? Keep red bottles on the bottom of my shoe, they like how we kick it. I pet up off top of my crew and I told them, nigga, let's get it. 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 I got a drugs and I got a drug, they dropping a ticket. I had about top of my crew and I told them, nigga, let's get it. The cameras are rolling, my diamonds are flashing, we making a movie. The making for Austin and I got a power, these bitches are groovy. Keep that on the low, yeah, I got them woke up, I'm moving a cocoa. I'm sipping on IT, my couches are making, I'm watching some poker. Let's get it. I'm stepping the poop and I'm kicking the shit. I'm paying it full, I'm feeling like me. Matching rolling, matching Benz. Play a pad with your favorite at your center. Pass that. Fettuccine. Some of that shrimp. Little greenie. Damn, you go in. Pinky. I'm trying to take over the world. Hold up my pinky. I got a drugs and I got a bill. They talking to ticket. Bitches, they stay in my pants and be like, oh, what's on them bridges? Keep red bottoms on the bottom of my shoe. They like how we kick it. I pet up off top of my cool and I told them, nigga, let's get it. 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 I got a drugs and I got a flow, they dropping a ticket. I had a bottle with my crew and I told them, nigga, let's get it.
Now, Barry already said, I hear you, old lad, you is a trap god. Nigga, I don't need you to tell me that, because I already know what you already think in your mind. Hey, Angie, let them know, man. You know, they fucking with the wrong DJ.
Wow. I don't even know why they even commenting in the comment section. For real, though.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I've been doing this thing. I've been doing that thing. I just get it. You know what I'm saying? I've been doing DJ for a little bit. I get it. Yeah, come on. Stop playing with me.
They need to just sit back and listen.
That's it. That's it. Well, we got a caller on the line right now waiting to get on here. Caller, you're on the line right now with old-ass Ski, man. You know what I mean? It's trapping, baby. Who on the line?
They fell out of the...
What's up with you? Oh, they ain't ready. They ain't ready. Okay, it's okay. We go back to Claude One. They ain't ready. You know what I'm saying? You know, they, you know, they mesmerized by my trapping, you know what I'm saying, and drilling and all that. But listen, Claude One, man, they ain't ready for me, man. I told these young boys, man, stop fucking with me.
Listen, man, I'm going to explain something to you, man. They have no clue on how this is done. They have no clue. First of all, boys, you're supposed to be a student to this thing out here, you know what I'm saying? And have yet do they know the classes. They don't know. If you ask them who Method Man is, they don't know who he is. You ask them who Red Man is, they don't know who he is. You ask them who KRS-One, they don't know who that is. You know what I'm saying? They don't know these type of people. They don't know King T. You know what I'm saying? They don't know people like... They don't know these kind of people. You know what I'm saying? These are the people who bring the flavor to the to this thing we call hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? Because part of the language is spoken... clear and we use similes, metaphors, comparisons, and all these different things. You know, the syllables, sometimes you can use three words to rhyme three separate one syllable words. I mean, the three syllable word rhyme three one syllable words, things like that. know what I'm saying? We can make rhymes the whole sentence wrong. You know what I'm saying? When you that good, that's when you do real good hip hop. So what the hell you do? Just different. And it's
you're fading in and out there, Claire, but it's fading a little bit in and out there. I don't know what's clicking, but I heard everything, you know, you said 80%, but yes, they don't understand, man, the real thing, man. Like, this, it's sad.
Absolutely, absolutely,
you know what I mean?
Very sad. And when I'm going to say it like this, we were real soldiers out here, you know what I'm saying, where nobody opened their mouth, you know what I'm saying? And when you got caught red-handed, you know what I mean, it was one of the two things you was going to do. You was going to spend all the money that you stacked up on a lawyer, or you was going to just take it on a chin and come home to your bread. If you was a good, if you was good at what you was doing, because if you was good at what you was doing, you wouldn't get caught with too much of nothing.
That's right. That's right. And now we go to, you know, Wyjet on that level. Wyjet, talk to us, baby.
Yeah, man. Like, you know what? That track was all right. I mean, I kind of see how people would get caught up with it because of the melody and how the person was fitting with their lyrics, you know, inserting their words inside of the melody they were using on that beat, you know. But definitely with the younger generation, you know, definitely needing to listen to, you know, cats like what was said earlier, Method Man, Red Man. You know, even Black Thought too, man. He even takes words and inserts it into a into his own melody on top of a beat. I'm like, to even have the words even said clearly, so you can clearly hear what he's saying and not even playing with it, not on laziness, you know what I'm saying? You know, but anyway, that's just my take on it. Anyway, but you know, but I got the point about the song though, where some people catch on to it. But definitely, as far as we're trying to critique the DJ, I'm like, yo, man, DJ Alaska, the master of what he's doing. But, you know, people going to say what they say because they feel how they're going to feel. But, hey, man, I'm like, can't knock the master DJ at his craft. But, you know.
Listen, man, a lot of times these young boys, man, I rock these type of, you know what I mean, these things every day, man. That's what I do. And, you know, my ear is always to the grind. What are the young people listening to? You know, Cash Out, that's a true, you know, veteran in the game, man, even though he's only like 25. But he's been doing his thing for a long time, you know what I'm saying? And now he's getting a little bit of shine. You know, how are they getting shine? You know, a lot of the, you know, the rappers are dying out here in these streets, man. They don't get a chance to even do their thing because they're dying. You know what I mean? And I learned something that I want to teach everybody tonight. When you're making millions of dollars, why are you still beefing with the people? Why, Jack? They ain't got nothing. No one see you have nothing. You're beefing with them, and you already made it. You don't calm down, man, move to Wyoming and do something like I did, you know what I'm saying, and get that thing together. So that's what it's all about. Now, of course, you know, Clav brought up a person. You know me and my DJ style, why, Jack, right? I got to answer Clav right now. I got to answer you, too. Red Man, we run New York, baby. Trapping.
Run you.
there, Rajet. You know what I'm saying? A little taste. You know what I mean? Rewrite you motherfuckers. I want to go there, Rajet, right? You know what I mean? You know, I got to let that go out there right there. All the folks out there. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yo, little baby. All sudden, baby.
Fed shit. I got shit on the nigga. Little baby, what part?
D-Mag,
I can't be told no handgun unless that bitch come with a thuddy. I can't be fucking these dog hoes unless that bitch come with a buddy.
With a friend.
I can't be driving no regular car. The bitch gotta come with a button.
Buddy.
I was broke like a wild bat.
Wild bat.
Now I'm up all of a sudden.
Now I'm up there.
I can't be rapping for free. They gotta send me the budget.
Give me that.
I can't be fucking these hoes raw. I had to slip on the rubber.
Give me that.
I can't be rocking no plain Jane. Both of my watches is bloody. I can't be drinking no regular soda. All of my cups be muddy. I just came home with nothing. Now I'm up all of a sudden.
Hey, now I'm up all of a sudden. Hey,
now I'm up all of a sudden.
Hey, hey.
Money bag, money bag. I'm in the booth with a money bag.
Right now.
Here go the bridge where the money at.
Down.
Give me a load, I ain't coming back.
Down. Down.
I make them shoot where your stomach at. We gon' pull up where your mama at. Running through hoes like a running back. We can fuck, but you can't call the number back. If you knew better, baby, you do better. I got pen and hoes coming, who helping? I went money bad, who went four fella? Four pocket bread gang, who better?
I can't be told no handgun unless that bitch come with a thuddy. I can't be fucking these dog hoes unless that bitch come with a buddy.
With a friend.
I can't be driving no regular car. That bitch gotta come with a button.
Buddy.
I was broke like a wild bat.
Wild bat.
Now I'm up all of a sudden.
Now I'm up there.
I can't be rapping for free. They gotta send me the budget.
Give me that.
I can't be fucking these hoes raw. I had to slip on the rubber.
Give me that.
I can't be rocking no plain Jane. Both of my watches be flooded.
Nope.
I can't be drinking no regular soda. All of my cups be muddy.
If I said fuck yeah, I meant that. I'm whipping this coupe, I ain't rent that. The shit that you saving, I spent that. And if you won't smoke, you can get that. I just went poof with the back end. Every time fuck her, I hit from the back end. I'm pulling to her while I dig in her. She like, hold up, baby, keep my tracks in. I can't hit that bitch, rock out the glove on me. I'm in the trap with the drugs on me. I just went bonkers all up exclusive gang. Fly fuck like a dove on me. Diamonds wet like a tub on me. Hurricane Harvey flood on me. Left the spot with a dove on me. Walk in the spot, bitch, a tug on me. I can't be told no handgun unless that bitch come with a thuddy. I can't be fucking these dog hoes unless that bitch come with a buddy. I can't be driving no regular car. That bitch gotta come with a button. I was broke like a wild bat. Now I'm up all of a sudden.
Now I'm up there.
I can't be rapping for free. They gotta send me the budget.
Give me that.
I can't be fucking these hoes raw. I had to slip on the rubber.
Give me that.
I can't be rocking no plain Jane. Both of my watches be flooded.
Nope.
I can't be drinking no regular soda. All of my cups be muddy. I just came home with nothing. Now I'm up all of a sudden.
Hey. Now I'm up all of a sudden. Hey.
Now I'm up all of a sudden. I just came home with nothing. Now I'm up all of a sudden.
Hey, now I'm up all of a sudden. Hey,
now I'm up all of a sudden.
Listen, y'all, you know what I'm saying? You know, right now I'm trying to do my thing on the DJ side of things on this side of the radio and this side of this air live and direct. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's trapping. You know what I mean? It's drilling. You know what I mean? And final thoughts for everybody. I'm going to go to Y-Chip Mental Hotep L at this time.
Yeah. That song was alright. You know what I'm saying? The beat was dope. You know what I'm saying? But it was alright though. I could definitely say that on that note. And I definitely appreciate you playing a little piece of the rep, man. You know what I mean? Definitely much gratitude. Much gratitude.
Yeah. Listen, keep it going. Now we do have a caller that might want to come in now. Call number. One, you're live right now with Old Ass Ski. What's up? You're on live. That's okay. Don't hang up this time. It's all good. You want to listen, that's it. Clev, one, what's going on with you, baby? Final thoughts, baby.
Oh, nothing, man. We just breezing through, man. We want to stick. We on 76, about to slide back uptown with it, you know what I'm saying? You know, we on a stealth mode mission, you know what I mean, in the stealth mobile, you know what I mean? You know, we just got finished teaching the kids, you know what I'm saying, how to throw jabs, one, twos, and hooks, you know what I'm saying, in the park. We FDR, you know what I mean? Shout out, they doing it live down at FDR Park, you know what I'm saying? And they doing it live down in the Southwest Philly area where, they, in a enclosed area where it's nice and safe, gated off. And everyone is having a good time, you know what I'm saying? So we cultivating out here, folks, you know what I'm saying? We purifying and cultivating, I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? But that's what we doing out here. And for all the people who don't understand what this music is out here, you know what I'm saying? Do your history, just like you need to do your history and anything else. You know what I'm saying? If you want to know the root stem of a situation, do your history and know how it's been done correctly. You know what I'm saying? And then you won't be able, you won't be ascribing yourself to things in which that don't make sense relative to this music in which we listening to right now. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Thank you, Claire One. Thank you, YJet. And, of course, you let the young lady come on, Sensatile. Now let the female energy come on before I do Ngozi time. Honorable answer, Thomas Smith, how you feel about this night and the ambiance?
I truly have enjoyed this night, you know, and it's all about what you perceive and how you receive things. Because I'm telling you right now, there's a controversy going on in Greenville, South Carolina, where there has been a church that's been converted into trap. It says trap on the front of the church. It is painted pink. Got a police car parked out in front of it. And this man said he did this so that he can grab the attention of his community. Why did he really do it? What is the meaning behind that? But it's surrounded by trap. And he's definitely grabbed the attention of a lot of brown people around this world, not just in Greenville, South Carolina, but around this world. And that word there, trap, which was originated in 2000. And it said, from my research, that it was originated and created because of the environment of the trap house and them being in that trap house environment of being selling drugs. That's exactly what it said. I just looked it up. It is what it is.
Thank you.
But, again, we got to take things and perceive things how we need it to flow in our life. If that's not you, then, hey, take it for what you take it for. I love the beat. This music keep me upbeat. I love tuning in to shows like this. Now, do I gravitate to this every day? No, I don't. But I enjoy for the moment while I'm here. I enjoy these beats, and this is the time where I can relax and chill and not be on the fence. I enjoy this, and it gives me a time to connect with my younger crowd and understanding them a little better and what's going on in their mind. So, sometimes we got to move all that stuff that we've learned throughout these years. We got to move it out of the way so that we can connect with these babies because they are our future.
I love that. I love that, Angie, what you just said. Before I go into my go-see time, I got one more track. Rick Ross, take us away, baby.
Keep it real with your dog no matter what.
Dog. Boss. My uncle back bad. Look at all the work he did. Shawty got a man. Type of other work me in. Topic of the gossip at the nail shop. A lot of traffic trying to get another mailbox. Trap pumping good enough to go to hell by. Called a case and sold a brick outside the jailhouse. Outside of the jailhouse.
High class street music vibe.
Outside of the jailhouse. Call P, that's for you suckers, we on bail-in. We in the corner with them killers, homie, hell yeah. Honey nigga, but all it took him was one Glock. Gang signs, and all you heard was a gunshot. Now you wanna do the duck walk. Candy paint got me looking like Duck South. Boom. 10-piece shotty and I run the game. Double M, worth more than 200 things.
Keep it real with your dog no matter what. Same bitch that claims she love you, she'll set you up. Out here in these streets, it ain't no such thing as love. The only thing I trust is this pistol and these slugs. Real nigga shit, only when I do spit. If that nigga don't work, he'll fucking leave. I ain't got shit for a nigga, ain't nothing in this motherfucking world free. I don't fuck with these niggas cause they shady. These bitches, they just wanna have my baby. Born in the 80s, crack baby. Mama, she was in the streets, so guess who raised me? You motherfucking right, couldn't get it from my mama, so I got it off the block. Been working my whole life, but I ain't never punched a clock. 9 years old, I seen a nigga get shot. Damn. Niggas quick to run they mouth when they get jammed. Pussy ass nigga tell it on his own fam. Pussy.
The same nigga that you break your neck for.
Yeah.
Be the same nigga that cross you
rattling wet you up. Supposed to be chasing money, but you chasing bitches. Real bosses don't talk, we just sit back and listen. Stack that paper up and then make boss moves.
Yeah.
She like to argue, so I sent that bitch to law school.
Keep it real with your dog, no matter
what they do.
Same bitch decline, she love you, she just set you up. Out here in these streets, it ain't no such thing as love. The only thing I trust is this pistol and these slugs. Real nigga shit, only when I do speak.
Don't make me take my nigga, poor pet, nigga. You know what it is, nigga? Shit, trap hiding, nigga.
I ain't got
fuck
shit
with
for
a
nigga.
Nigga.
Ain't
got nothing
in this motherfucking world.
I don't trust no nigga or bitch. Stick to the coast, stay focused, get rich. I'm about to mix this armor hammer with this holy water. I'm talking four in a bed. Guess the Yayo had a daughter. From the lot to the shop, told him cut the head off. You know the model. Ball to the bed, cut your bread off. Let me take a second, walk around that wood home. Yeah, this one for Memphis talking running woods on. If you're praying for my fall, you deserve to see me falling. Chain looking like the cane from Bourbon Street, New Orleans. Keep your friend and me close, keep that 40 cal close. They call me Jeezy Montana when I bought that white poster. Till the dick nigga fall in love with the pussy. Nigga crawl me, I got no love for the pussy. Green for the money on my dog, one thing. First to put 100,000 in them Sean John jeans.
Keep it real with your dog, no matter.
No matter what, same bitch declined, she love you, she done set you up.
Nigga. Out here in these streets, it ain't no such thing as love.
No.
The only thing I trust is this pistol and this slug. Real nigga shit,
what?
Only when I do speak. If that nigga don't work, he a fucking leech.
No.
I ain't got shit for a nigga, ain't nothing in this motherfucking world free.
Cross my heart, hope to die, nigga, put my hand on the motherfucking Bible, nigga. If I ain't keep it 1,000, nigga. Like a whole thing. Yeah. No scale, we sell the retail. Nigga, fuck the CO, we like fuck jail. You know what I'm talking about? Freaks, nigga. Amen.
Trap, 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 and drill, 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 baby. And of course, we got another caller on the line right here that, you know, understands what gangbanging is all about. California love, you know what I'm saying? Still time in the penitentiary, you know what I'm saying? All that. Mr. Boston, man, what's up with you?
Hey, hey, what's good? What's good?
Hey, man, you know what I mean? Tell your story about how these young bucks don't want to go in the penitentiary, man. Tell your story, man.
You know what? Listen here. I done everything that I possibly could do, and then, you know, I got a little cold, so I got a little sore throat, so.
That's all right. It's all right.
Okay. I've been there, done that. You know what I'm saying? Being out there in them streets, man, selling them drugs and credit card scams, and you go to prison. Hey, look here. These young dudes think they young thugs and think they bad and they know everything. Hey, y'all don't know nothing. Three things you going to do. You going to go to jail or you going to die. Or you gonna get into a situation where you're going to be maimed for the rest of your life, for real. You know what I'm saying? So get out the streets, go to school, you know, get your college education, and you'll prevail. You know what I'm saying?
It's crazy you said that because that's what happened to me. You know what I mean? Gang banging out in the streets, man, Nutty Block Crip and all that. And, you know, understanding what it is and being a part of an outstanding legacy that I put myself in, you know what I'm saying, as a producer. And, you know, I want to bring on Angela Thomas real quick because I know that she loves you very, very much. Angie, talk to Mr. Boston right now.
Hey, Mr. Boston.
Hey.
Hey, Mr. Boston, how you doing tonight? I hope you get your feeling better.
Hey, I'm trying, believe me. Try it.
I tell you, I appreciate you jumping on here and sharing because you said something, and it's so true. And we have to choose that path. Either you want to come out of it, you want to stay in it, or you want to see what it's going to be.
Exactly.
And in this age and time, I ain't trying to be caught up. So I'm trying to be on the up and up. So like you say, get an education.
There you go.
Get an education.
There you go. Let me
and
you.
See what you can do.
Right. I went to prison the first time, the second time, and the third time. And I said, finally, I'm not going no more. So I came out. I went to start going to school. I got my 3 degrees, and I'm cool. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm doing what I do to prevail. You know what I'm saying? You got to keep pushing forward so you can prevail. And that's the only way you're going to do it.
But I appreciate Brother O for sharing y'all journeys, because people need to hear stuff like this. You know, they see themselves in situations and they see stuff going on around them and they wonder, is there really hope? Is there really a way out? And being able to hear your other stories that need to be shared. So I'm grateful for this platform and the opportunity to be able for every host on here to be able to come on here and share their journeys, to share what they've overcome, to be where they are today. Because somebody needs to hear this. Because there's somebody out there wondering, you know, am I going to be able to come out of this? Can I come out of this? Can I get a degree? Can I do this? But hearing you say 3 times
that
you was able to get it right, and then you got 3 degrees to match those 3 times that you went down.
Yep, exactly.
So it's possible, and people need to hear that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You know, I gotta go to Club
I'm
One right now.
I'm
gonna go to Club One. I'm gonna keep you on, Angie. Bring on Club One, you know what I'm saying, intern, outstanding person, you know what I'm saying? And you know, Boston went through this internship. Club One, man, talk to one of the greatest hosts, you know what I mean, this year in the rookie class. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Boston. How you feel about that, Club?
Oh man, listen, check this out, man. I'm appreciating this love and this energy, you know what I'm saying? I'm appreciating to be in a position to take care of the light work. You know what I'm saying? You know, salute to all the OGs, you know what I mean, that been out here paving the way. They already know what it's hitting for out here. You know what I'm saying? So if y'all retire and y'all in y'all relaxed chair, you know what I'm saying, y'all don't feel like dealing with these little knuckleheads, you know what I'm saying, Club One is out here ready to take care of the light work, man, for all the uncles out here. You understand that?
I hear that. And then, of course, you know, I mean, the ambassador himself. What more can I say about, you know, Wyjet Mr. Joseph L? Final thoughts, Wyjet, to Mr. Boston, who went through the same internship like Clev and like Anson Thomas Smith. Now you.
Well, Mr. Boston, man, I definitely appreciate the message that you have to provide, and also far as your the outcome of your journey. You know, how you prevail through what you went through, and also word to everyone out there, you know, that you don't have to, like, you don't have to go to jail to become somebody. And I know, brother, that you didn't go there to do that. You know what I mean? It was a learning process. You know, and that that those who have never gone through that experience, they don't have to, you know what I'm saying, and circle themselves around people who are focusing on becoming the better their best self, you know.
On
getting better at math, reading, and writing all the time consistently, you know. Definitely from the previous song that was played. And it stuck out and connected to one of the previous comments that was mentioned, as far as whenever, I think it was Walker Flock of Flame that came on the track with Rick Ross, and he said about, as far as being a crack baby, and he said, you know what, the street, you know what I got raised by, you know, with him giving a hint that the street's raising, you know, and so I definitely caught that connect. From the previous comments that was mentioned earlier in the show, compared to the song that just got played right now, you know. So, you know, everybody's journey is all important, and definitely the quicker that the young people and those who are up in age two, you know, just focus on collaborating on building on our strengths. And of knowledge that can be able to help us comprehend finances and knowing how to interact and engage with, like, property, you know, and build community will be the better, those are better conversations, you know what I mean, to get us up out of trap mentality or things that keep us in the trap. Because lack of knowledge on how to grow with math, reading, and writing, and lack of knowledge on that keeps people in the trap, or certain limited knowledge on that keeps people in the trap.
Right, right.
Wow, Chad. That's real. And Mr. Boston, it's always good to hear from you. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Because you're very important to the network, and just having your voice on here, and you know, you're on in 2 weeks, man, on a Tuesday. So get yourself prepared, man, to do what you do. The only poetry show on this network, the Boston Chronicles. So I really appreciate you, man,
right.
And thank you so much.
I'll be there. I will definitely be there.
All right. And that's what it's all about. And of course, tomorrow night right here at WBNN, we come back on with News Farm with Dr. Chinchilla J, 9:30 Eastern, daylight time right here at WBNN. And we have advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're on Pinterest and Instagram and Twitter at Ngozi_time, as well as Ngozi, Oladele Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight, oladele.ngozi@gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malin. We go to saying goodnight and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. Go right back to Southside, and good night, y'all.
Southside on the track, yeah.
Whatever I said.
Captain
Travis. Whatever I said.
Travis.
Order.